You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's trending?
Number one on what's trending, a couple updates from camp. Rashee Rice, good news with the groin injury, back at practice. Unfortunately, we did get a couple updates confirming what we thought from Saturday. That is that Jalen Watson is in concussion protocol, dealing with that. We also learned Deion Bush did rupture his Achilles. He, of course, is done for the season. Ethan Driscoll, one of the backup offensive linemen, had an appendectomy. Yeah, obviously that's no fun there. He's going to be fine, and he'll be back out there eventually. But those are the latest on the injury front.
Next up on what's trending, the Royals dropped 2-3 against the Twins over the week and got walked off in the 11th inning of the game last night. They'll begin a homestand against the Nationals tonight. Six against the Nationals and White Sox in the next six games. In about 3 minutes, we'll talk more about it. Or about 10 minutes, sorry. We're going to talk to Nate Taylor in a minute. We'll talk more about it. But yeah, really frustrating series against the Nationals.
Yeah, against the Twins. Yeah,
against the Twins.
Getting ready to take on them. It better not be a frustrating series against the Nationals, Cody.
No, it's going to be a great series against the Nationals.
It better not be, or it's definitely over. Elsewhere, some news in sports media. I think this is pretty significant. It does show that, unlike boxing, UFC and MMA is willing to evolve. The UFC announced today they're leaving ESPN, which means no more pay-per-views. You guys know, for the normal fight night stuff, you can just watch on ESPN Plus or ESPN, but if you want to watch the main events, you got to pay. You probably got over a buddy's house or whatever. You split the cost.
Yeah.
That's gone. They're going to Paramount Plus. Yes, you have to have a subscription through them, but the point is you're not going to have to spend the, I don't know, what do they charge? $69.99, $89.99 for some of these fights. It's a deal with Paramount, reportedly averaging $1.1 billion a year over 7 years.
People still value live sports, man.
ESPN, obviously, not matching that offer.
I'll be curious to know what they... Because, like, right now, it seems like a great deal if you're a UFC fan. Pay this $10 a month for Paramount Plus, and then, yeah, jackpot. You know, get in there. But, like, what's the rate of Paramount Plus getting ready to go to if they just spent $1 billion on it alone?
Yeah, they're also just banking on millions of new subscribers, but yes.
Yes, yeah. I understand, but, like, everybody's have gone up. You know me. Mm-hmm.
I do like what we're seeing in the last 2 weeks or so. There's a lot more bundling happening. Like, you know, this going thing back, basically is called cable, but they're bundling a lot of the apps together now.
The one thing
is
like, I just don't want to subscribe to 8 different ones. Mm-hmm. Next up on What's Trending, Landon Dickinson will get an MRI today on his knee, originally feared to be something in the Achilles area. They said it'll be on his knee today. We'll find out more information. The Eagles could be without a major contributor to their team as well.
Yeah, Landon Dickerson, one of the better offensive linemen in the league. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget, it's a Monday, so head on over to our Monday lunch partner, 30 Hop. Today, $5.99 classic burgers. Whether you're out in Lee's Summit, their location there, or their new location just down the street from us in Merriam, the Grand Station area, really nice new area they've built up over there with some apartments, and 30 Hop. It's your new go-to, an American bar and kitchen with bold flavors, local taps, expansive patios, and an unbeatable happy hour. Stop in for lunch, stay for some happy hour, 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. Let's go up to St. Joe and talk with our Chiefs insider, Nate Taylor from ESPN. Hopefully we're up there tomorrow, Nate. The weather playing tricks on us a little bit back and forth. But how was today's practice? Was it a little lighter because it's post preseason or what?
Okay. Yeah, you didn't miss anything, fellas. you won. You guys won. You won today. Now, obviously, I have to be up here because it's the mandatory part of the job. But, no, today was a light practice, a little bit of a 10-10-10 short special. You know, we did see Christian Fulton out there with the, you know, with the team, so that's cool. So by Friday, he'll be in uniform, you know, playing with the first team defense. But, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing we learned today is, and I'd kind of heard about this, but I'm just glad that Andy acknowledged it, like, it's not a high ankle sprain. I think that was the first fear with Hollywood Brown. He says today it's more lower ankle foot area, which is not great. But look, he is running, that being Hollywood Brown. Not sure we're going to see him on Friday, which is a bit tricky because, of course, you wouldn't normally play Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and the rest of the first team offense in the preseason finale. So, again, we'll monitor that. But I just think the biggest thing today was, hey, the guys are back in St. Joseph for one more week, and then we'll see how much adjustment to the depth chart we actually get to see Friday night in Seattle. God bless everyone who has a parent who today had the first day of school like I did, realizing that, like, to watch the football team that you root for, you got to stay up Friday night.
Jason Brownlee, obviously a name a lot of people now know after Friday night, Saturday night's game. We've seen him up at training camp a little bit. Did he get the snaps above everybody because they just started the drive in the red zone, or is there something more there? Is he just going to be a red zone target?
Now, I was interested in that too, Alex, and he did not appear that way today. So I don't know what happened. Of course, I did not go to Arizona, so I didn't get to talk to Mr. Brownlee in the locker room. But I think because he is such a big target, because it was perfectly executed by both him and Patrick Mahomes on the back shoulder throw to the front pylon. Is he in the mix? I would have to say he's in the mix just because he really did play well. And I know everybody on Twitter, I did see that, was like, no, it's a catch. Like, what are we doing? Okay, replay system, preseason game one. Remind me to not get upset unless it's September 5th. Okay, so when you put everything together, I mean, he wasn't running with the ones today. But I did think it was fascinating that they said, hey, let's see it at least, you know, practically against a opponent, against their ones, by the way. I want to make that clear. Like, the Cardinals did play most of their, you know, starting lineup on defense on Saturday's game. So a great catch, had a nice moment. I thought his catch in the intermediate area was good with Gardner Minshew. But he did not seem to rise up the depth chart today to where it was like, hey, we're going to get you in the mix. It was still a lot of Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, of course, sprinkling Juju. Hey, here's Jalen Royals, who I thought had quietly under the radar type of performance himself. But who knows? If Brownlee gets more run in the second preseason game against the Seattle Seahawks, then he will add more validity to, hey, maybe he's the last guy on the receiving room with Nico Remigio. Who do you take? Who do you value more on special teams? But hey, great moment for him on Saturday.
When you look at what that said, like, I just looked at it as, boy, that means bad news for Sky Moore. Forget, like, what it means for Brownlee. I'm just like, if he can't even get on the field ahead of Jason Brownlee, what does that say?
I don't know. You want me to say it now, Cody? You want me to say it now?
Yeah.
It's over. It's over, guys. That's it? It's okay.
The end of the run?
That's it, guys. And this is just another reminder that, like, football is incredibly hard at this level, okay? It don't matter what pick you are when you actually start playing football at this level. And unfortunately for Sky Moore, I can go through a number of scenarios. I think what is instructive to me, and I did think about this Saturday night, fellas, is everything Nico Remigio is what Sky Moore is supposed to be. And that tells you how hard it is to draft and develop over the course of multiple years and to make sure a guy is still consistent enough to be valuable on the roster going into year three, year four. He's had multiple injuries. I want to make that very clear. Unlike Nico Remigio, Sky Moore has dealt with the knee. He's dealt with the hip. He's had a core muscle injury. He did not get a fair shake as a rookie. still had an amazing Super Bowl. You thought that might, mm-hmm. you know, push him into being a real contributing player. But I think from the mental standpoint, the fact that there's a lack of consistency catching the football, I mean, when you're out there with Bailey Zappe, I don't know. So things would have to change drastically between now and cut down day. But it's okay. I think you could call around the league. You could try to figure out what his best case scenario is outside of Kansas City. But it's clear that they love Nico Remigio. It has fed into Nico Remigio. We just talked about Jason Bradley. To your point, Cody, let's not forget about Tyquan Thornton, who did very well. And they said, hey, you caught a pass, get him out. Which I thought was really interesting to say, like, hey, we don't need to see any more, son. You just caught a pass with Buddha Baker and covers. Get out. I don't need to see anymore.
The way I view that, Nate, is like, well, yeah, because Hollywood Brown is actively hurt and Rashee Rice is facing some unknown suspension length.
Right. Yeah, you have the injury with Hollywood. It could be any day now with Rashee Rice. Who's to say? It's unfortunate. Amazing character. I think he's really well liked in the locker room. I'm now talking about Sky Moore. But if you could take anything from him, if you could flip seventh round picks, like let's just do a pick swap and, you know, to make some form of the transaction, if you don't want him, you know, if you need a slot receiver that you think your coaching staff can develop over the course of this year, to where you might get a, you know, reliable, consistent player, then by all means do it. But it's just not going to work out here. The Chiefs are worried about Jared Wiley, I think, more so than they're worried about Sky Moore.
We're talking to Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. You bring up the tight end position. I was going to say Robert Tonyan looked really good. He's tight end three, right?
Yeah. In fact, bubble wrap this man. I don't need to see him. He's a veteran. He's what? He's nearing 30?
31.
31 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Wrap him up, guys. Wrap him up. You don't ever need to see him. I want to see you, sir, on September. Hey, shake my hand. September 5th. That's it, okay? Because I think the next two preseason games are going to be critical for how quickly can you maybe count on Jared Wiley if he's the tight end four, if you want to carry him on the 53-man roster. I think these next two preseason games have got to be about him, right? Travis doesn't need to show you anything, which was hilarious because he was like, one play and I'm out, guys. You know, so, you still have guys on the back end of the roster you can evaluate potentially for practice squad. But, man, Robert Tunney has been awesome. So I don't need to see another snap. I don't need to see another down. Because of his age and because of the reliability that he has with both Patrick and Gardner Minshew, yeah, let me see more snaps of Jared Wiley in these next two preseason games. But yeah, Robert Tonyan, big winner so far in training camp and obviously the first preseason game.
A couple people tried to get him on Camp Island for us, Nate, and we said, nah, 31. That's we're not doing Golden Bachelor. This is Camp Island. You can't be 31. That doesn't work.
That's what I mean, as I said it out of my mouth, I'm like, he's really, like, that tells you, like, how old I am, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like, he's 30. And then you're like, no, he's 31. I'm going, oh, he's even older. But, hey, he's done well. No, I couldn't include him on Camp Island. No. We need young, sexy, attractive, appealing options before we ultimately are disappointed.
Exactly. So you get it. What's up? What's with the offensive line? How did you feel about their play? I saw some being critical of Kingsley, some saying Kingsley played fine. Probably depends on the former NFL guy you ask. Everyone seems to think Simmons was pretty much mistake-free. What did you think about the offensive line?
Josh Simmons, flawless. I also might be at the point where I'm like, Twitter looking to see you? Okay, one more game. Okay. You're right. Let's do this. One more game procedurally. Let's see it for one more game, Josh Simmons. But obviously he was flawless. Here's my question for everyone when it comes to Kingsley Suamata'i. I hope you guys clip this and run it all day long, fellas. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Have you watched preseason games this week? Because I did. I grinded and watched the Colts. I watched the Bills. I watched the Giants. I watched the Jets. I watched the Steelers. Like, think about it, guys. None of these offensive linemen are good in the first preseason game. Zero of them. That's why the Josh Simmons thing is so fascinating. Because he was so good so early and was so down against a guy who's been in the league for 4 years. And then Browning. So look, Kingsley had one bad rep. Could he have ID'd the blitzing linebacker a little bit quicker? Yeah, of course he could have. Would have been nice if he had anchored and, you know, sat on his butt and not got pushed. It would have been great. Guys, I literally saw a guy for multiple teams on their backside in the first quarter. of preseason game number one. So if you think Kingsley's bad, I just want you to go around the league and watch multiple starting interior offensive linemen on their, on their keister, okay? So at least it wasn't that bad, but it was bad. Everything else from that was, I think, as much as you could ask for a guy in a new position in preseason game number one with a new rookie at left tackle playing next to Free for the first time. Again, that communication thing is going to be really interesting because I think the Chargers will try to throw a lot of exotic looks in the first game just to see, hey, how well are these guys communicating on stunts, on twists, on, you know, delayed blitzes like we saw against, you know, Arizona. I think it's clear to me that Andy still believes in Kingsley. He took, again, most of the reps with the first team offense today. Again, no wild changes to the depth chart based on what we saw today at practice. Again, light practice, but hey, you know, it's the start of a new game week, basically. So watch the Colts offensive line. Watch them. I know everybody's talking about the missed blitz that Richards didn't see. Watch the Colts offensive line. It was it left a lot to be desired. So that's why you might want Daniel Jones, who's a little bit more experienced, a little bit more sturdy, going to get the ball out on time, be quick about decisions. Whereas you have Anthony Richardson, you'd kind of need a great offensive line because he wants to improvise, you know, show his athleticism, maybe not get all the reads on the first snap of the first preseason game. So there was a guy, I think there was a guy for the, was it the Steelers or the Jags? I can't remember which game, but it was on the right side. It was a right guard, and I think he fell on his butt, and I just said, yeah, man. We're back, baby. Everybody needs a preseason. Kyler Murray didn't even see Jaden Hicks, and he was right in front of him. So everybody needs a preseason.
One final one for you, Nate. Running back-wise, we saw Breshard Smith late. I know he's dealing with a finger injury. Elijah Mitchell, I guess, out of the backs, along with Carson Steele, looked the best. Where are we at on that competition further down the depth chart? To me, I always feel like if Breshard Smith would come along quick enough, then they don't need Elijah Mitchell, but I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know if that's happening. So, again, let's see how it goes Friday. Again, if I want to see Jerry Wiley, I definitely want to see Breshard Smith. What's fascinating to me, guys, is you thought last year, hey, at least they learned their lesson, right? You re-signed Kareem Hunt. You get Elijah Mitchell in the mist. Hey, you drafted another running back, albeit late in the draft, but hey, you drafted him. Guys, Carson Steele was still here, guys. They ran the first team period today, and guess who was on the field with Isaiah Pacheco? Carson Steele, guys. And when they handed him the ball, I mean, are we learning that Carson Steele is a when-the-lights-come-on player? Because I don't think Carson Steele's been, like, great in training camp this year. But, man, they handed him the ball on Saturday night, and he was like, yep, I'm getting back to that Mike Allstott style, guys. You ready to see four guys fly off me? So, as of right now, I would still say that Carson Steele is on the roster as your hybrid, you know, H-back, fullback kind of deal. You still got Kareem Hunt. You still got, I thought Pacheco looked really well in his first, you know, running attempt when they said, hey, put him in bubble wrap too. So if I had to rank everything right now, I would say obviously Pacheco, Hunt, Carson Steele, Elijah Mitchell. And because Nico did so well on special teams and they really didn't even give a chance for Breshard Smith to do much on special teams, I guess I'm putting him at the end of the list, which is not appealing, not exciting, but that's just the way it is right now. And again, they're going to hand the ball off to Carson Steele against the Seattle Seahawks, and I hope they're ready to tackle, guys, because he's not the fastest, but, man, he plays so freaking intelligent in terms of how he uses his size, his ability, how he can see the hole and make something out of it. Look, they're asking a lot, and I think, you know, even Travis Kelce told me that they're overloading Breshard Smith, so, hey, let's scale it down. Here's the game plan for this week. Let's see it against the Seattle Seahawks because I think Carson Steele is very much implanted in that number three spot right now.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. Appreciate it, man. Hopefully we'll see you up there tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here. You know, if St. Joe could just do this every day, that would be nice. A little bit of rain. I know I missed you guys, but, like, it's really gorgeous outside. So where I think fans are still getting their money's worth, I say that because the tickets are free, guys. So come on up.
There you go. Nate Taylor. Good perspective as always.
So yeah, Carson
not,
Steele's
not
back?
Not humid, not hot up there. Yeah, I mean, look, he was the story at camp last year. He looked great in preseason, as Nate was kind of saying, like in a preseason game, he takes advantage of that. Fumbled. And then in the Chargers game, they gave an opportunity. It was go time for him before they had brought in Kareem Hunt, remember, or they had just brought Kareem Hunt in, I guess. And he fumbled and he was in doghouse the rest of the season. So he flashed. He's showing why people got excited about him again. But it's just the running back room. Honestly, it's a weird running back room. Like Pacheco's clearly a number one guy, and he did look good in the one carry he had. Kareem Hunt, we'll see what's left in the tank. And then it's Elijah Mitchell and Steele, and the Breshard Smith just really hadn't done anything yet.
The thing is, like, the two players that interest me the least are Kareem Hunt and Elijah Mitchell. It's like, I got enough of, and Kareem Hunt probably the least. And it's not even meant to be a knock, but it's like, it's just a volume guy last year. I feel like most running backs could get you 3 yards a carry. Now, the problem is he was really good in short yardage, and they do value, but like, they don't value him to the point that he's not cuttable from a price point perspective. But I just don't think they would get rid of a player like that if they thought they could. And this goes back to Breshard Smith. You can stash seventh round running backs in the practice squad. That is an available option to you. Most teams who 90% of the league drafted a running back ahead of your guy, right? Because like 57 running backs went. So I don't feel like that's going to be an issue and all that other stuff. I'm just, I guess, going into camp, I never thought Carson Steele had a chance. Now Nate's telling me right now he's firmly running back three. Are they going to keep four running backs, four tight ends? Where the hell are they cutting back on some of these other positions? They can't keep seven wide receivers and four tight ends and four running backs and eight offensive linemen. There's somewhere a cut down.
To me, Jared Wiley, you just try to put on the practice squad. So that solves the tight end. You just keep three tight ends and you have Tunyon, obviously Gray and Kelsey and running
Can
back.
Can you get Wiley through to the practice squad?
I'll be honest with you. To this point, unless he blows up in a preseason game, what has he shown that any other team is really
I don't know. Like, he was worthy of a fourth round pick the year before. Maybe somebody take a chance on a guy
like
that.
He's coming off an ACL injury or whatever knee injury it was, and then he hasn't done anything yet. Now, if he goes in Friday night, NFL Network, you know, preseason game, and everybody looks at film after the second week of a preseason, and another team sees him go out and have a touchdown and four catches, well, then, yeah, I would agree with you. Maybe you can't get him to slip through. Are you more likely to get him to slip through or Carson Steele or Breshard Smith? That's the game they have to play, too. They'll also be randomly towards the end of camp. Somebody will end up on the PUP list or IR and a stash guy. Like, there's that kind of
That's
stuff
Brain's
happens.
Tool. He's going straight to the PUP.
He might just not be around. I mean, the guy hasn't practiced in 2 weeks anyway.
Maybe, but you can just
How much do they like him, though? Injury settlement. See ya.
I think they just put him on the PUP and buy themselves 6 weeks to make a decision on him.
I mean, is he that level of player where they're worried about losing him?
I think it's just if you
he's an undrafted guy.
No, I think it's a lot. It's like if you can just stash him, they're easier to get through to the practice squad if you get through the first week of the NFL season. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. I'm not saying he's a player that we need to like spend a bunch of time on how they're going to hold on to him. But Breshard Smith, that, again, I assume he could get through to a practice squad. The entire league took a running back in front of the Chiefs. So I'm assuming they're not all dying to go steal their seventh round running back. And that there's, this goes back to the Pacheco thing and what I said earlier. We were talking about Smith. You already knew by this time the buzz that Pacheco had. Smith is not competing for a starting job. That's never been the case. Pacheco's their starting running back. They'll probably draft one next year when Pacheco's gone. But Pacheco's their starting running back. And then I assume Kareem Hunt and some third name. I always just assume that third name was going to be either Elijah Mitchell or Breshard Smith. Carson Steele, I don't even know. Had he held on to the football, he might have been the starter the entire year last year. But he just started fumbling. Yeah,
Kareem Hunt wouldn't have
had
the opportunity that he had.
Yeah.
Yeah, he truly got in the doghouse. And that's the thing to watch with him is we didn't see one this other day, but does he fumble in one of these final two preseason games to bring back basically the memories? Oh, man, does this guy struggle to hold on to the football? If he can have a clean rest of the preseason, yeah, maybe he's the number three back, and then Breshard Smith kind of gets... Remember, he was a seventh-round pick. There's no guarantees with that by any means.
A lot of guys, we're used to it here, though. Every seventh-round pick makes the damn roster on this team. That's not common, but, like, starters. It's Pacheco and Watson, and it doesn't make any... Nazi Johnson's been on this roster for multiple years. It's weird, but they have a better success rate of seventh-round picks than any team I've ever seen.
Up next, let's talk a little Royals baseball. A disappointing weekend in Minneapolis. What they have to do over the next six still is the same as Friday, plus the latest on someone's rehab assignment next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Coming up in 8 minutes, we'll get to the random question of the day. Don't forget, if you're trying to figure out what to have for lunch today or maybe just a great dinner, head over to 30 Hop. They're our lunch partner on Mondays. And today, you get a burger for $5.99. 30 Hop is a new go-to. If you haven't checked them out, their new location in Merriam, Grand Station, also out in Lee Summit. American Bar and Kitchen with bold flavors, local taps. I've been telling you about the patio. Cody and I mentioned that. The patios are massive at both locations. So even a day like today where it's not as hot and humid, great day to go out on the patio. Yep. Unbeatable happy hour. Stop in for lunch. Stay for a little happy hour. 30hop.com. Local beer. American Eats. Big patio.
Looking forward to heading out there again soon. It's a great time out there. But let's talk about where you can watch the game tonight. So you want to catch a baseball game out there on the big patio tonight. Want to watch some Royals baseball against the Nationals if you aren't going to the ballpark, of course, as the Royals will be home tonight. That game and the way that they have been playing, they are playing good, winning baseball, really, for the most part, since the All-Star break. Had they played that record the entire time this season, they'd actually be in a playoff spot, is the truth. Had they played the way that they've played since the All-Star break the entire year, they'd be in a playoff spot. But the problem is that even when they're playing okay baseball, like winning baseball, the mistakes they make in these games infuriate me because they are all, in my opinion, correctable things. Base running errors, bad dives by John Rave, and then, yeah, bad situational hitting. Straight up, just bad situational hitting. Not just bad offense. They're putting some people on base or giving themselves a chance, but then pop-outs, non-productive outs, bunting to get an out. Isbell did that over the weekend. We're on a strike three call. He bunted a ball foul. What I think are just bad little mistakes, bad team stuff. Not like comedy of errors, not Ken Harvey's getting hit in the face with a bit. Not that kind of bad, but bad enough that he's not getting rolled up into a tarp. But like what bad teams do to make constant mistakes, those little things feels like the difference between why they won't end up being a playoff team this year and why I thought they would be a playoff year. Not all the big problems. It actually feels like the small things are what's going to cost them the spot.
Yeah, I mean, how many shows have we done where we've talked about runners in scoring position? I feel like it's the 100th time we've brought this up. It's another game on Sunday, 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. That's who they've been for a majority of the season. That what we saw Sunday is who they've been for a majority of the year. And you give a team like the Twins extra cracks at it, they're going to get you. I know Carlos is who ended up giving up the walk-off home run, but they lost that game way earlier. They lost it the half inning before and the half inning before that and the half inning before that. And then, as you mentioned, in the ninth inning, John Rave, I don't know what the hell was going on there.
In the outfield, right? In a one-run game, you just got to keep that ball in front of you, man.
There was mistake after mistake.
It's just a mistake. It happens, but they've had a lot of those.
Sure, but this is who they've been. This is who they've been. And now, the stretch that we talked about on Friday, if they are to go 7-2 or worst case 6-3 that we said on Friday, they have to go 5-1 or 6-0 over the next six games. If they were ever to get hot, this is the stretch. And now that stretch has to be 5-1 or 6-0. If they don't do that, it is over. I know some people will say, why are you talking about the stretch? Because on Friday, we acknowledged at that point they were 3.5 back, and they have the Twins, the Nationals, and the White Sox. If there was ever a time to get hot and prove you can go on a run and put together 6 wins in a row, or 8 of 10, or 9 of 11, this was it. And yes, it can technically still happen, but I don't know why I should believe it will. But that's what has to happen in the next 6 games. If they go out there and lose 2 of 3 to the Nationals, or they win against the Nationals, but then against the White Sox they lose that series or don't sweep one of these teams, then the hot streak is just not going to happen.
You and I have been long since on this. I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that's going to happen anyway. You and I at the moment do not think that the Royals make the playoffs. I'm not saying it's a 0% chance. They are only 4 games back. They are technically still alive. I'm not saying that. I hope that the players, I hope Vinny and Bobby and Salvi and all these guys sit in the clubhouse and say, oh, no, we're not out of this thing, because they shouldn't feel that way. This team bought in an attempt to not just win this year, but to win this year, next year. And look, there are good signs. Burgert once again had another good start.
He did.
And this time Angel Zerpa didn't allow the runner to score. And that's what gave them a chance to get the lead. But the little things have added up so many times on this team. 4 games back of a spot, I can easily find you 4 games where someone got picked off, they couldn't move a runner into scoring position, or they couldn't get him. I can get you those 4 wins, no problem. Not revisionist history. Not even like an issue if they had just played moderately clean baseball. I'm not saying anybody goes through an entire 162 game season without making mistakes, but the little ones have piled up on them this year. That's what was frustrating about that Twins series.
Yeah, man, we've seen it time and time again. I still think, though, the math gets really challenging. It sounds like, oh my gosh, there's 40 games to go. It's a lot. They have to go basically 29-15 to get to 87 wins. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, oh, 85 gets them in a wild card. I don't believe so. I think they're going to need to get to 87, so that's why I say 87. They have to play 14 games, 15 games or so, above 500 the rest of the way. What have I seen to suggest that can happen?
Nothing. I mean, I don't know.
Bobby's got some back tightness. Hopefully he's back in the lineup tonight. We'll see. That's why, for those that were freaking out that he wasn't pinch hit, he had back tightness. It's your franchise player. I have no problem with him not coming in the game late. That to me is not, like, there's a lot of things to be upset with Q or players about. That to me is a responsible way to handle a franchise piece in a long season. I understand every game is must win. I totally get that logic, but you also don't have any chance, period. It becomes 0% chance if you rush Bobby back and it leads to an injury that requires him to be out for 2 weeks. Then it's 100% over at that point.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you can't risk it because it's not worth the risk at that point, but it's just, they're really stuck in a weird spot. Gold, you're saying what this year has made me think, because essentially what they got to play the rest of the way, Drew, is a 106 win baseball team kind of play. That's a lot easier to do in a 5.5 week time frame. But they did that one stretch this year where they played at that level, at that winning percentage for the number of games they have remaining on the schedule, and it included a 14-2 stretch. And so, like, it's just asking a lot.
I don't know. It probably comes across, I guess, as blind optimism in a way, but because I get what you guys are saying, where we haven't seen this, so why should I believe it? And I think that's totally a fair stance. I'm just, the way that I'm looking at it is they've got the talent and the pieces to make it happen. It's just, if the pitching has an off day, the hitting is good, but the pitching hasn't been good enough to get the job done. If the pitching's great, the hitting, like all of it, the coupled with the mistakes and the base running and all of it, they haven't been able to put all of it together. Where if you went off of what has happened, they don't have a shot. But I think it's just if they can put the pieces together, they can get really warm and go on a little run where.
But they got to get hot.
It might not take them getting to 87 to make it, just based on like what we're seeing from teams that are around them. Like, I don't, are we convinced that 87 is the number? I know, Gold, you're pretty hot and heavy on that one. Essentially, the 87 is the number that they have to. I was trying to find a phrase, and that's the one that I used. You're in love with the number 87.
He starts reading Bluetooth ads. You know, something in high heaven.
I mean, my goodness. No, I think 87.
You're in love with the number 87.
Well, Travis Kelce, it was last week. I think 87 is what that it will too. Take for the final wild card spot. Yes.
But
most years, by the way, 86, 87 is kind of the range. Of the number right. you kind of got to right. target if you think you're getting one of the wild card spots. Not every year. I'm not saying there's not outliers, but that would be like the general 86, 87 puts you in play, so like somebody, a real shot.
Somebody did suggest this morning, because I was still getting responses to the tweet that I had, trying to be optimistic on this, but somebody said, why don't you just place a bet on the Royals to make the playoffs then? They're at 9-1 basically. I was like, oh, you know what? I think I will.
9-1, that's it? I would have thought it was maybe higher. I thought you might have gotten better odds.
No, they're 4-1 like a week ago, then became 7-1, now 9-1. It makes sense.
How many wins are the Yankees on pace for, I guess would be the question. Because they're, believe it or not, I know most people, like the Yankees are the last wild card.
The Yankees are the team that, yeah.
Right now, that's the team you're technically chasing.
Correct.
You're chasing a few others, but they're the one who possess
the Yankees
are
62-56.
Okay, so.
They've been on a slide lately, too, just in terms of where they were, I mean, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're playing bad baseball. They don't have Aaron Judge all the way back. They're on pace for 85 wins. The final wild card spot right now is on pace
Aaron
for 85.
Judge.
Now, I still think
Aaron
it'll be
Judge
closer to the number.
Came back. He's already back. Now he's not playing right field. I think he's DHing, but he's been back since August 5th or 6th.
But they missed him for a good stretch of the time they're playing bad baseball, and they continue to play bad baseball.
Random question.
Now, the random question of the day brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube. Like and subscribe over there on YouTube and Twitch. Pop to the top of your feed, all of that stuff, right? So we can make sure you see us on video 4 hours a day. Alex and I in studio today, worried about the weather up in St. Joe. Laid back because we got kicked out of practice last week.
That's exactly right.
So if you want to check out the video, interact with the chats over there. We try to do the best we can to interact with everybody who listens and watches the show. Question I have for you today is, what does it mean? A classic, what does it mean from Cody and Gold? Two things happened today. One, New Heights wrapped up their podcast season and then sent out a teaser photo that said, big special episode coming Wednesday with a silhouette in which some people are predicting could be Taylor Swift. I'll ask you in a second.
Looks kind of like Taylor Swift. Maybe.
Jason Kelce is wearing a Taylor Swift shirt on there. I want to point out that that episode would release on the 13th. And I've already pointed out to you the significance of that number and the fact that Travis Kelce spoke in year 13 on the 13th at training camp. I don't think it was an accident. And then Taylor Swift herself sent "See You in a New Era" in a cryptic Instagram post today that other Taylor Swift fans in a tizzy. What do they both mean? Are they related? Are they unrelated? Is Taylor Swift going on New Heights? What
Couple
do you
things.
Guys make of the current tease?
Is she also like due for a new album?
Yes.
So
people
I think
it might be new music.
So I think she's due for a new album. That's what my first guess, and I would say the most likely outcome is she's got a new album. So she's promoting that. The other part
she's
I'm not saying she's going on necessarily New Heights. I'm just that she might have a new album, but maybe this is how they get her on New Heights for the first time. New album? Is there something else to announce? I don't know.
Hold on. Can you say her Instagram post again?
See you in a new era.
I'm gonna be honest. A little bit of a reach.
She's in all orange.
All right. Well, go ahead, Drew. Let me hear your take.
I don't think the orange matters. The orange matters. A little bit of a reach. A new era. She's engaged. They're engaged. A new era.
That's what I meant by there could be another announcement.
I think that might be the.
Oh, see you next era. I apologize. See you next era. I don't know if that matters.
I think it's a little bit.
I wanted the exact.
A new era is a Taylor Swift Kelce era.
It could just be both. By the way, it could be a new album and that another part of her life.
Very special guest. But they've teased great guests before, and it wasn't Taylor Swift.
No, but the silhouette looks like her.
Yes, of course it does.
She also could go on there to maybe talk a little bit about the album, but it might not be like the album promotion on the New Heights show.
It'd be crazy to announce new music on New Heights.
Yeah.
Talk about doing your boyfriend a huge favor.
Would they announce an engagement on that kind of show, though? Or would they just keep it quiet until as long as possible?
Would they tease an engagement announcement?
But that's not the full announcement. It's just there are other stuff to go with it.
Her photo, it's just her in orange? on Instagram? Do I need to go on?
It's all orange colored. All orange.
It's not. She's not in the image.
She is in the image. She is turning around, looking at. There's like a double image, like kind of like those '90s. Like, remember you go to like JCPenney and they put like a photo of you behind a photo of you. Kind of looks like that. She's in the foreground holding a microphone, all in orange. Then her in the background in the full shot, and it says thinking about. When she's or this was someone else. It just said, see you next year. That's how she posted it. So I don't know. I'm just asking you what
Cody's algorithm is all screwed up. This guy is digging into Swiftie stuff all last night.
I'm in
clearly.
Deep now. I didn't see this till this morning.
I like this text. This is deep. Someone says maybe she just working on a new hat deal with New Era, and she's gonna launch a Taylor Swift line with New Era, and it's gonna be NFL for women.
Someone said a couple people saying she's pregnant.
Pregnant?
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to get into details on all that, but I have no. I mean, that's okay.
Here's the thing.
That's definitely one suggestion.
I don't think she's announcing a new album on their show. I do not think they're announcing their engagement on the show.
I think she's coming out with a new album like very soon, though.
But I do think she's coming on their show. Mm-hmm. And I do think she's coming out. Like, I think that she's coming on the show as a way to like pump up all this. She will announce the new album on the show.
But it'll be the day the album comes out.
But she will eventually announce, maybe even that morning, or maybe like next week. She will eventually announce the new music.
I think she might announce. I could see her announcing the album on the podcast, but not like talking about it. I could not like promoting. I could see the announcement
I'm
happening.
Pregnant guesses. Someone said she's switching to being a Bengals fan. Is that why the orange?
Drew could only dream. Because then everything would be rigged for them too, right? That's what you should hope. Because then everything. I'm told it's rigged because of Taylor. So then Cincinnati might actually make the postseason again.
She can go ahead and stay on the Chiefs side. It's fine.
It's just she's
too smart to go root for the Bengals anyway.
The Bengals have Kay Adams. It's all right.
She's in town today.
Adams, shout out Kay Adams.
She doesn't
she's
have
in
any
town.
Cincinnati people on. She's in town. Chiefs.
I think she was at Bengals camp like last week or something. But yeah, she's in town. She's in Kansas City or St. Joe, and now Kansas City. Can someone call Dusty? Someone keep an eye on Dusty today. Make sure he's not just driving around. Like, we know which hotel she's staying at, which is creepy. But can someone make sure Dusty's not just driving in circles around the hotel she's staying at?
Jeez.
So we'll talk about that in just a second. I do want to point out one other thing about this post that somebody pointed out. That for whatever reason, New Heights background, which is normally yellow, was also orange. So because people love digging into this nonsense, Drew, they see all the correlation.
What color is it?
So it's going to be Taylor Swift on the show on Wednesday is what I think. Dusty sent out a... Did you see the tweet he sent out?
About Taylor?
About Kay Adams.
Oh, yes.
Kay Adams posted.
What? Is this a new one?
She said, I'm in KC. What's good? And Dusty's response to that. So we can ask follow up random question, fair or foul. Dusty's follow up or response to that tweet was Green Lady Lounge tonight. So Dusty.
Hey. He had his shot though during the draft and he blew
did.
It.
I know.
He had his shot to bring her Excedrin and he didn't get there in time. Remember?
He also
got there late.
Hang on. They also were at the Super Bowl where she was probably doing her show and I gave the contact info and everything.
Yeah. And they didn't make it happen.
She went on.
So Dusty's shooting a shot on.
This is like the fourth attempt.
Trying to see if he can get her to Green Lady Lounge tonight.
Good luck.
Can you imagine?
You're giving him a 0% chance?
Green Lady Lounge is a great spot.
I'll give him a 0.5 chance.
Yeah, Dusty's persistence 2% gives him...
2% chance that he...
Oh, higher than me,
2%.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm more in the Drew range, like 0.5%.
Percent,
you know? It's not zero.
You need a miracle. For her to even respond, actually, would be pretty epic in the first place. Then to get her to say yes?
Yeah, I mean, that... You know, like, if I were
Dusty,
and this is nothing against Dusty, you meeting a strange man on the internet.
A strange man on the internet.
As far as she's concerned, that's what he is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's who Dusty is. I'm saying from Kay Adams' perspective.
Yeah.
She's meeting an internet stranger.
Not everybody can just touch your body, man.
Like, I don't know, man. That's
an all-timer.
That's just a risk.
I don't know, Cody. You know, sometimes you got to just
find a partner that likes your freak. Maybe that's Kay and Dusty. I'm rooting for him, to be honest. But I don't think that's...
Oh, my goodness.
But Dusty, you know, there's also...
There are other ways that we can get somebody to touch you.
That aren't Kay Adams?
Yeah.
Nate's giving Dusty a lot of advice in this situation. Yeah. Kay Adams gets a disproportionately high number of Chiefs people on her show.
Oh, our friend Aussie just texted in. He said, I got to say hey to her. Obviously, I had to let Dusty know. So he had a chance to say something to her today.
Well, Jesus, well, is for, well, from the 816 so, says Dusty's like Carson Steele.
Drops the ball in crunch time. Damn.
Ooh, wow. See, that's unnecessary.
Yo. Someone said fourth time's the charm.
Good luck, Dustman.
Come on, Dusty.
She responded at all?
The comments are funny because you've seen that where people try to hype people up. Dusty didn't get it at first because someone was like, thanks for loaning me your McLaren over the weekend. Dusty's like, huh? And they're like, you've never seen that? So it was a bunch of comments of people saying like, yeah, he helped save my grandmother the other day or he donated his kidney. You know,
Go gas Dusty up in the comments. Sure. Yeah.
People did it. He didn't pick up on it immediately.
I don't think. McLaren would be like, no problem, man, anytime.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, he paid for my grandmother's, you know, operation or whatever.
Dusty, when you found my lost dog and cat in your Ferrari a few weeks ago, my Nana embraced you like a lost grandson. Good work. Like, yeah, send more of that stuff out there. You know, he should just, you know what, though? He sent out the thing. He should just go and hope that she shows up. It's like a glass slipper situation, you know? Go to Green Lady Lounge anyway, Dusty.
And to see what happens.
Because what would happen if she didn't respond to you when she did go?
It's right there, Alex. Touch it.
No bank.
Was that the day I was gone?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
What were you even talking about?
You know me, I'm usually pretty gentle. I just grab it from this little knob here.
I love when you do that.
I don't even remember what that was for.
Touch the knob here? What are you talking about? I don't know.
I don't have any idea. Uh-huh. You think I remember all the stupid things I say on the show?
There's a lot of drops in the system. A lot of drops. But welcome to KCK Adams. Welcome.
Jeez. Man, if we were up at camp, we could have seen if she wanted to come on the show.
Could have, yeah.
Weather, you know? Can't risk it sometimes. I'm not kidding. Last Monday, the guy hit us with the like umpire Angel Hernandez at your attic.
You're out, yeah.
I mean, he tossed us like we were a out of line dad in a youth baseball game. They threw us out. They were like, you can't sit out here. There's a bunch of lightning. It's not safe. Leave.
Hop in the cart. You would have thought there was a tornado on the ground right there. Get in the cart.
It's a good thing Drew and Mac were here because you and I had a whole hour drive back last week. We're trying to avoid it. Our last day up at camp, if you guys are going to be up there, we will be up there. Tomorrow will be our final day at camp. Last day at camp is mostly for the veteran day, and so as a result of it, it's just a very short practice. Not a lot going on in ours.
Yeah, keep the texts coming. I'm enjoying a few of them. People talking about Kay Adams and Dusty. But Drew, you played pickleball against Mac on Saturday at PickleCon.
More people have been asking what happened.
Yeah, Friday, you were not confident at all. We said you need to represent the show. You need to beat Mac. You came in earlier today and said you technically won. And then Mac came in studio. And basically, we determined you won. Clearly, you clearly beat Mac in this pickleball tournament.
Yeah, match one, or the match entirely, was made up of a best of three is what it turned out to be. Lost the first one, 11-8. Said, you know what, let's go ahead and get another one. The pros played in the first game and the second game. We won the second one, so it's 1-1. And then the pros left, but Mac and I were like, well, it's 1-1. You know, we can't just leave it on that note, so we got to go 1v1. And there was a point where I was up 9-1. And Mac and I talked, and Mac was like, yeah, let's go ahead and call it.
He quit. So you won by default, too.
Mac claims he did not understand the rules, and he thought that Drew was serving illegally. We looked up the rules.
You were cheating.
Drew was not.
That's what he accused you of.
Drew was not cheating. He was playing.
Yeah, Drew kicked his ass. You should be talking way more smack today on Mac than you have. You've been way too nice.
The one thing I don't understand about Mac is Mac claims to be a great athlete. He's trying to claim he's the best athlete in the building.
He said he wants to play him in basketball.
Yeah, he wants to play him in basketball now, whatever. Mm. But he also, has he never played a paddle sport? His understanding of the rules was that after Drew served to him in the opposite side of the corner.
On his side.
But that's how it works in every paddle sport. Ping pong, tennis, you serve to the opposite corner. He then thought that the return had to be into the same box that the server was hitting. I'm like,
and I can go cross court, yeah.
That's not the rule.
No.
That's never been the rule for any paddle sport.
You were at PickleCon. You don't think you could have got clarification from somebody there very quickly? You guys were literally at the largest pickleball convention every year.
Look, I didn't say anything because I knew that I was winning and I wanted to keep, you know, I didn't say anything beforehand because I needed to make sure I showed up with a level of focus. And I showed up with a level of focus and I won. And if Mac wants to play basketball, let's play basketball.
And now Drew said he's getting a massage again after the show because of this.
Yeah, my back is killing me.
He tried to make excuses. They each won one with the pro. They then played one-on-one and Drew waxed him. Yeah, Drew held on to the undefeated record in pickleball at PickleCon for this show.
Plain and simple. And there was part of me that felt bad, but at the same time, you know, off the court, I'm cool with Mac. We're best friends.
Did you talk trash?
I did not talk a single thing of trash while I was playing at all whatsoever. I just played. I was in a zone. I was locked in. Mac and I are hosting on Labor Day. For those of you who are going to be listening on Labor Day from 10 to 2, we're covering this slot on Labor Day. But on the court, I'm going to try to beat Mac. That's the way it is. Mac's trying to beat me. Didn't happen.
Okay.
Didn't happen. 9-1. Things were going good. And, of course, I don't want to say the best part of it was. The most awkward part, I would score a point. We would score a point, guys. No cheers. Mac would score a point.
Crickets.
Oh, everybody
the
was
crowd was on his side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mac had about 10 people
it's a
there.
Road game for Drew.
Oh,
you should have talked way more smack.
It was a road game. When Mac and I were going 1v1, it was pretty silent. Pretty silent, boys.
All right, up next, we get to the 1 o'clock hour, one of the big headlines in the NFL over the weekend, what it actually means for week one. And Cody and Drew figured out how they want me to spend my money from the Caitlin Clark card. I have no idea what they think I should spend it on, but we'll all learn that together next here on Cody and Gold.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.